Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about side hustles and validating project ideas. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. So, this content creator's side hustle is failing despite initial profit? That sounds counterintuitive. What's the story there?
Exactly. He made a voice cloning tool, got a decent initial profit, but the conversion rate is abysmal. 0.3%. Meaning hundreds of free signups just for one paying user.
Ouch. So unsustainable long-term. He mentions paid ads are out of the question due to the low product price. What are his other options?
He's hesitant about organic marketing, citing time constraints and rightfully so. He'd rather focus on his main YouTube channel, the gravy train with biscuit wheels, as he calls it. I see. Interesting.
Colorful analogy. But smart to recognize where your strengths lie. He quotes Bukowski, emphasizing passion as a driving force. What's the takeaway there?
If you're not all in, don't even bother. It's the go all the way or don't even start philosophy. Got it.
Makes sense. So, hindsight being 2020, what does he say he should have done differently?
More time on development. A better landing page, custom design, stronger call to action, the works. 2 days for an MVP is just not enough, even with a streamlined tech stack.
Agreed. He also mentions analytics and A/B testing, crucial for understanding user behavior and optimizing conversion, right?
Absolutely. Like Firebase pivoting from a chat app to a real-time database based on user data. Genius.
So, besides building a solid product, how does he suggest validating ideas in the first place? There are a billion people out there. Someone's probably already doing your thing.
He makes a good point. Seeing your idea already in action is a form of validation. Figure out where they're falling short and improve. Or find a niche, like Figma taking on Adobe.
Disrupting the market, I like it. What about pre-build validation? Any tips there?
Building in public. Get on social media. Engage with your target audience. He suggests surgical direct marketing, finding people who have specific pain points your product addresses and directly reaching out. Clever.
That's a bold strategy. High risk, high reward, maybe?
Potentially. He also emphasizes the power of email lists and Discord servers for building a community and gathering feedback.
I'm sensing a theme here. Direct engagement and community building. What about launching strategies? Any advice on that front?
Focus on the core feature first. Get a minimal viable product out there. Get feedback, then iterate. Don't get bogged down with bells and whistles initially. Makes your life better.
Lean and mean, he mentioned Product Hunt too. A good platform for early validation.
Definitely. And keep it frictionless. Minimize sign-up barriers. Anonymous authentication is a great example.
I hate unnecessary sign-up forms. So, final thoughts? Even if the side hustle tanks, it's not a complete loss?
Precisely. New contacts, portfolio project, reusable code, and the invaluable experience of taking a risk. Even a failed project is a learning opportunity.
Great insights. Lots to chew on for aspiring side hustlers.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.